Suddenly a violent storm came up on the sea. The Greek word that Matthew uses is seismos, which is earthquake. Suddenly an earthquake happened in the sea. Or perhaps the best translation, suddenly there was a shaking in the sea. In other words, this is not just a storm. It's a storm that they have no idea what's happening. A storm that they don't know why this storm is happening. And so I think Matthew wants to give us, the readers, the experience with the disciples of the naked sort of fear that comes from an insecurity that has no name. And then to keep in mind, dear people, Jesus drew his friends into this experience. He drew them into this insecure experience and then did nothing. Isn't he great? Isn't he fun? What's he doing? He's trying to heal their emotions. He's trying to redeem their emotions and their survival instincts so they learn to obey faith, even our emotions and our survival instincts, to be quiet and obey faith so that we can live a life without anxiety. And so they are supposed to see him resting, doing nothing, and trusting in his inactivity, knowing he could change this if he wanted to. So much of our peace is supposed to come from the fact that the mess we're in, Jesus could change if he wanted to, and he isn't. And so I rest with him as he sleeps. We can spend our spiritual life thinking it's about trying to get Jesus to do what I think he should be doing to make this world the way I think this world should be. As opposed to even the sea obeys Jesus. He says that in the Garden of Gethsemane, if I wanted to, I could have my Father send 12 legions of angels to stop this whole mess. But I'm not. And so in order for our emotions and our instincts to learn to obey instead of causing all this anxiety in my soul, I know I'd only trust the good that Jesus does, but the good he chooses not to do, knowing he knows what he's about. And you see where all this happens? Where we're poor in spirit. Where there's not a thing they can do. It's so fun. May God grant us the grace to be with Jesus in his rest, knowing what he's about. Let us tell Jesus those places that make us anxious, where our emotions have not been tamed. Tell Jesus at this Mass what you want him to do for you there.